Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9-under-par score.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play up to par in his next competition.
Noise, we welcome you to the Wednesday edition of the 26th day of the 8th month of 2009, and we are happy to have Lawrence of Chicago here today.
Hello, Stu. How you doing?
I am fantastic. It is a great... The baseball season has officially ended in the city of Chicago.
Seriously, pretty much it's over.
Bring on football. Bring on the Bears. Bring on the... I guess that's the Bears.
Yeah, Bears.
We didn't pick up another team, right?
Yeah. I don't think they've folded any teams into the Chicagoland area.
Wasn't just recently there was a kind of like
a second team in Chicago? Yeah.
Yeah. Who started that rumor? Was
some
it Daly?
Moron. I don't know. I hope it wasn't Daly.
No, did he?
Well, you know, people like football. That's
did
the
he apologize yet for the meters? Did that happen?
They've been calling it a snow job in the Tribune. He basically just cream puffed everyone. Like, yeah, you know, we made a mistake.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he didn't really apologize.
Dick Daly. He's still alive, right? He's not the politician that died?
No, that would be Teddy Kennedy.
Teddy Kennedy is deady.
At 77, yeah.
That's the area.
The Dead Kennedys?
That's a good band.
Yeah, they're a good band.
California, Uberales. I am Governor Jerry Brown. Sorry about that. Ted Kennedy, well, not sorry about Ted Kennedy dying. He died with, you know, some say probably since 1969, too long. You know, I wonder when he's going to hell when he's traveling.
We're already taking guys to hell again.
Well,
it's been like a minute, Stu.
I know, but it's Ted Kennedy, and you know.
Well, you know, some people like Ted Kennedy.
I know, but I don't. So
well, there you go.
So that's how we go. Ted Kennedy, like when he crashes into the River Styx, do you think he tries to swim to shore, or does the Cerberus like attack him and tear him apart?
I think Cerberus would tear him apart.
I think. Who was the guy that was the captain of the ship on? We have to pay the two.
Oh, let's send it out to the phone lines.
845-1100. Look at these
portmanteau.
These things are already lit up. 845. It's like red, like the fire depths of hell.
Yeah, they want to talk to us.
845-1100. You're on Stu for Lunch with Lawrence. What's happening?
How you doing, Stu? How you doing, Lawrence?
Hello.
Stu, I want to say hi to Aaron and David. Aaron and Dave from the Sweethouse Bakery. Moo on Hero. And let's every day. That's to let everybody call in to give you a big moana hee haw and a preacher too. So what's new with you?
You know what? Just living the life, Charlie. I got to celebrate every day that I wake up with all my toes.
You're
all
right.
10.
And then maybe Friday it could be moana hee haw day every Friday. Maybe
You know what? And maybe that unicorn will bring those naked women towards me, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Hey, Charlie, on a one, and a two, and a three.
Come on,
a woo, hee haw, and a pow wow wow.
Pow wow wow.
Look at that, Charlie out there. 845-1100. You're on Stu for Lunch. Greetings.
Good afternoon, Lawrence, and good afternoon, Stu.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, man. How you doing, Greg?
Okay, real good, Stu, and I've timed this. Just give me 1 minute and a half, and this is for Tony, and this is from the morning show with Reardon.
Let's do it.
845-1100. Good morning. You're live on the program.
Yeah, one of the basic things you have to realize is what causes all these gangs, these kids running around, 10-year-old kids with 45s killing other kids, just like the other day that girl that got shot. In 1954, William Golding wrote the book, Lords of Flies. The premise of the book is kids without supervision and guidance and knowledge let the basic savage instincts.
Is this a radio show within a radio show?
And then they raise and they govern themselves without any morals, compassion, and inhibitions. In other words, they form gangs because the parents aren't there. Ask the parents, hey, where's your son? Where's your daughter? I don't know. They're out. It's 11 o'clock at night. They're watching something on TV and the kids are running in the streets. one prime example. I'll let you go.
30 seconds.
You want to know how to raise kids. Tony from Munster, listen to him on the Stu Show. What does he do? He takes his grandchildren, I don't know about his children, but he takes his grandchildren to the park. He takes them to the zoo. He rides bikes with them. He takes them to the water slide. He has lunch every single day. Stu asks him what he has for lunch. He takes interest in the kids. That is exactly what you have to do. Take interest in your kids and know what they're doing. Bye.
Bye, Stu.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. Wow, that was
good stuff.
You know, I like Lord of the Flies.
Is it Piggy?
Yeah, and Simon, who is Christ-like.
That's right.
Yeah, good
wasn't
times.
There girls on that island? It was all boys.
Yeah, it was all dudes. Tough island.
Yeah, that's a good
tough crowd.
Good book.
So that was a conversation he had on the radio earlier today,
and he was promoing our show.
Yeah, how about that? And shouldn't that be your job to? He had a cart. You don't have the cart. Where's your cart,
dude? The Stu Crew, man. I got outside contract. Just like any other big corporation, you call AT&T. You're not talking to Lawrence in Chicago. You're talking to Lawrence of Chicago.
Yes, exactly.
How about them Bears?
Yeah, yeah.
So we outsource everything.
Well,
here.
That's good.
I got a music man, Highland Kenny, takes care of my music needs if I ask for a song.
Nice.
Like right now, here's an example. Highland Kenny, if you're listening out there, I need you need to send me Madonna's Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Get that chance.
That's a good one.
That's for something else. Thanks, buddy. 845-1100. You're on Stu for Lunch. Greetings.
Yakshimash.
Dobja.
Shishkunapazunku.
And Yapkas for everybody.
Yapkas for everyone.
Absolutely. Good afternoon, Lawrence of Arabia.
Hello, hello. What's happening?
It's a nice day out there. It's a little misty, but we'll take it.
Yeah, it is kind of gray.
I just want to thank Greg for all the good thoughts and words. I think he must have been a heck of a good teacher.
We learned that a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
Greg was he's got four different degrees from college. And I'm sorry, I just got distracted for a second. I went through all the trouble putting a mailbox on the outside of our building, and I just watched the mailman just walk in and put the mail inside our house. So
old habits die hard, buddy.
Great plans are of mice and men, speaking of education. But, yeah, it was great things for Greg to say about you, and you're right on. And speaking of that, what are you having for lunch today?
We got some cheese burglars, and Rodney, stay away from my house. And we got some yapkas, and we got some kukurutsu.
Ooh, what's that?
Corn on the cob.
Oh, see, nice.
See, yapkas is kukurutsu. What it is, like, all year long, but kukurutsu, he can have that for probably the next, I'd say, next month, Tony?
Yeah, that's about it.
Maybe a couple months.
It's nice and fresh in there.
Mm-mm.
You guys get fresh corn up there?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, Stanley's fruit market.
I like your new format, Stu. It keeps us all informed of everything that's happening. It's nice.
Thanks. Thanks, Tony. Have a great one, buddy.
Yeah, have a good one.
Guys.
There we go. 845-1100. You're on Stu for Lunch.
Hey, Stu. This is Dan from Hessville.
Hi, Dan from Hessville. Say hello to Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence. How you doing? Hey.
How you doing, Dan?
The Bears are looking good. I like that spiral. I've been talking about that spiral.
Yeah, he must have listened. He practiced.
Yeah, right. He must have been practicing that spiral because he needed it.
Well, what did you say? He needed about four more hours of practice?
Yeah. On a spiral.
Yeah, well, I think he got it.
He got it.
He looked pretty good, didn't he?
Hey, I'm having breakfast for lunch.
What are you having for breakfast?
I'm having sausage and eggs.
Mm-mm. Brunch.
I'm having my raspberry iced tea in the can. It's excellent.
There you go. Well, and keep on enjoying, buddy. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Take it easy, Stu.
There you go. Lines are lit up, so let's just keep rocking
it. Keep it rolling.
845-1100, you're on with Lawrence and Stu. What's happening?
Stewie, Lawrence of Arabia.
Hey, hey.
How's it going today, guys?
Good. Rodney, man. What's going on?
Tony, I'm on my way.
Mm-mm, cheeseburgers.
There you go. I just have one quick question for you guys.
Yes.
This must be a very weak division, because how can you still be eight games out and still in second place?
Well, all right, we're talking about the Cubs, right?
Now they're nine games out.
Well, nine games, okay.
Yeah. I guess the problem is everyone stinks, and then the Cardinals found a way to get away from the pack.
That sounds like, I mean, the last place, I mean, the Nationals, come on, give me a break. Anyway.
Just clobbered them.
Y'all have a great day, okay?
Thanks
Rodney.
All right.
Yeah. That was ugly.
I just looked, what, the me allowing the hang-up sound go on? Or
yeah, what's up with that, Stu?
I just zoned out. I was, you know, I did. People are doing some craziness right now. Here we go, 845-1100. What's going on, buddy?
What's happening, Stu?
Not much, man. Hey, Highland Kevin, how's everything in the world?
Oh, everything's fine. Hey, that song, you'll have it in about 3 minutes.
Boom. Highland Kenny.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Highland.
No problem.
See, Lawrence?
Wow, this is amazing.
I got the Stu crew working.
You get stuff done.
Now I just need to find a group of kids that can, like, you know, work on, like, computer, like, website issues. And
yeah.
Like, maybe, like, use their feet to make soccer balls or something.
Use
so we have the Stu soccer balls.
That's fun.
I was watching a documentary, or actually just Two and a Half Men. And
wait a minute. Wait, Two and a Half Men is not a documentary.
Well, you know, I thought it was like about the lifestyles of a guy who lives in California and hunting down soccer women.
I guess so.
And this episode was. It was a nice one with Liz Vazzy of CSI.
Ooh.
Stopping by for a treat. And
the more Sheen, the better, though, really.
I guess. Charlie Sheen, it's one of those shows that it's layered in some great humor. Like, it's actually pretty dirty.
Yeah, I guess it is, but I don't know. I've hardly ever watched. I think the only time I've ever seen it is on a plane.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you flying to?
I don't remember. Probably Arizona.
It's a good syndicated. I don't watch it really much on CBS Monday nights, but I'll catch it on, I think GN runs it.
Yeah.
And I hope, you know, speaking of GN and the Tribune, we've got to talk about that story that we actually had knowledge of before.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, we were on an embargo.
Yes, legal experts.
Thanks a lot, jerk. Hey, we'll be back with more of the Stu for Lunch show after this brief timeout. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Stuff.
Life is going to happen.
Yeah.
Regardless of Ted Kennedy no longer being with us. And he's in the illusion fields hanging out with Maximus. 845-1100, back with more. Piggy!
The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute. And a donut with no hole is a Danish."
And speaking of Danishes and donuts, head on over to our good friend at Sweet House Bakery. The Sweet House Bakery located at 3805 Holman Avenue in Hammond, Indiana. Their phone number, 937-0610, open 5:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Tuesday through Saturday. SweetHouseBakery.com. And you can win a dozen donuts from them on Friday.
Donuts. I like donuts.
Or 30 of something else.
Really?
You never know.
See, they should sponsor my drive here with donuts.
Donuts, like seven donuts?
I would take it.
Then you would just create the sugar energy into the tank?
That'd be great.
It'd be wonderful. You know what? We are in a time of mourning here in the city of Chicago. The 2009 Cubs season has officially come to an end.
Yes, it has. Last night was the burial. Yeah.
We need Ken Burns to start doing the documentary.
Yeah.
The hatred that has been permeated down on Wilton Bradley.
Yeah, he said he just said last night that. He faces hatred on a daily basis. That he said, quote, "It's hard to be comfortable when you don't get a hit and get booed every time. When I go home and look in the mirror, I like what I see. My family's there. I have people I can talk to who are very supportive, in spite of everything and all the adversity and the hatred you face on a daily basis. But I'll be all right. I always have." Thank you, Milton.
And you know what? He has played 75 games, right?
Yes.
So that means his option for a third year has kicked in.
Ba-dum-bump. He was 4-for-4 last night. He hit a homer.
You know, and that's the thing. He after a 4-for-4 performance,
he's still talking about how everyone hates him.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the thing. As regardless of the fact that you're 4-for-4, it's dude, you're a curmudgeon. It's not. It's not even really his fault. It's the fact that Jim Henry signed a DH.
Yeah.
And
they don't need a DH.
No, we have one. His name's Alfonso Soriano.
Oh boy. Yeah,
he can't play left field.
Oof, he's real bad.
He's horrible. Your right field is horrible.
Your pitcher, your starting, your stud pitcher, Mr. Carlos Zambrano, he's terrible.
Was there any truth to the rumor that he was down at some, like, Holiday Land or something, like doing stuff?
Kitty Land?
No, not Kitty Land, but that's Don Hewitt, wasn't he?
Yeah, Don Hewitt, definitely.
Allegedly.
Actually, that's Wolfman Jack.
That's right. Oh, yeah, baby.
Radio Gold.
The down in, like, one of those water parks, inside water parks or...
You mean Key Lime Cove?
Stuff like that. Yeah. Rumor has it he was down there during his rehab stint. Like,
well, I mean, you know, you got to work the abs and the waves, wave pool.
I guess. He's just a bum.
Yeah. You know, last night, I mean, he was sitting there doing his smirk and smile and angry thing after it was like 1-1. Like, he was like already angry at himself. He's crazy.
He's an absolute nutball.
You know what the best part of the game was, though? Did you watch any of the game?
I watched part of it, and then, like, I saw a couple plays, and then when I went back, it was like 5-6-1 or something. At some point, I'm done.
Well, here's the best part of the game. In typical idiot Cub fan fashion, Ryan Zimmerman, I believe it was, got sawed off. And so the barrel of his bat goes flying into the crowd and just nailed a guy in the side of the head because he, the whole time, was not looking at the field. Not once. You see everyone around him, like, getting up and going crazy, and this guy's just talking to the person next to him the whole time and gets smacked in the side of the head. I rewound it, like, and watched it, like, 7 times. It was hilarious.
I mean, so is he, like, sort of okay? Or?
They never actually re-showed him, but Len and Bob were saying, it looks like he's all right. He's got his hands up, and he's talking to the emergency personnel, blah, blah, blah,
when
whatever.
When you come to the ballpark, you got to keep your eye on the prize.
That's right. And he was not looking typical idiot Cub fan.
Dude, okay, there's, like, 3 things that have to change for next year. The Cubs have to be better. That's just a blanket statement.
Sure.
Without going into the small little, like, small letter A or the Roman numerals or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
No need for Roman numerals.
Number 2 is, seriously, it's 2009. Next year will be 2010. If you happen to be fortunate enough to get some really good seats and you're behind the home plate,
get off your cell phone. Yeah.
Because, like, this is the worst. And the people at stewforlunch.com, actually the behind at heyregion.com can see it too. Is this guy going, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm on.
Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Hey, great. Cool.
Yeah. And it's always just some
idiots.
Nasty looking
idiots,
person.
Idiots, idiots.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever, man. They got, like, their Abercrombie and Fitch shorts
just
on.
Waving like morons.
Stop it.
Can't stand
Stop it.
It. That's 2. What's 3?
Number 3 is, I would just think, the random, like, the chit-chatting at a ball game. Like, the whole, like, conversation, nothing to do with sports.
Right.
Like almost like doing business at a game.
Yeah.
Or even just talking about, oh, yeah, you know who I always like? That girl, Katie. She's a real good girl. She's, you know, Katie's got the, she's looking really good.
So last night I was at the bar and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no way, totally. Hey, yeah. Julie, what about your friend? And you're like, this happens at Hawks games, too.
Yeah.
I sat in 300 level. I'm like, dude, this is where all the crazy people are.
Right, no.
And this kind of
different world.
What's going on?
People are too busy updating their Twitter accounts.
Yeah, so I think that there needs to be actually what Chicago baseball stadiums need. Even the White Sox side, you guys will have to agree with this. Not just a predominantly Cub thing. But in the movie Iron Man, there was some kind of device that, like, froze, like, electronic devices or something like that.
Yeah.
They need to place those in all ballparks. So,
so
no one's cell phone
can
work.
Yeah, I agree.
Only, like, a certain frequency for security people can work.
Yeah.
So, like, and also for Cubs Park, they need to have, like, the pacemakers for the security. Yeah. And I love our senior citizens.
Yeah, I do too.
But isn't that what Walmarts are for? For them to work there?
Yeah, come on. How awesome is that they get to work at
Wrigley
Field?
Andy Frayne is working at the original
still.
Andy Frayne is working. I never understood. They're like, I don't understand how players get on the field.
Well, you know, it's not only at ballparks. I was actually at I was lucky enough to go see Pearl Jam on Monday at the United Center.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. The Pearl
Vedder?
Jam. Yeah, exactly.
No,
Eddie Vedder.
Who was going to go see?
Exactly. Well, the guys in front of me, the whole show, I'm pretty sure they were, like, updating, like, the set list to their friends or whatever. Like, the guy was on his cell phone, like, at the start of every song. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
It's unacceptable.
And then the guys to my left, I don't know why they were there. They didn't move once. Like, you know, the guys behind me, they're, like, screaming every word. I'm getting into it. And the guys in front of me, neither old song, new song, never even budged, never really cheered. I was like, why did you pay $75 to get
unbelievable.
The
guy just, one of our buddies, Stu I. Griffin, said, 2 idiots sat up behind me in a game last year talking about health care. I mean, come on.
Yeah, what's up with that? Death panels.
And then, of course, with 2 people talking about health care, you know, 5 other people just from another section are going to come over and start yelling at
yeah,
them.
Yeah, just screaming.
Down with your argument, down,
death
down.
Death panels.
Death panel. Actually, no, I can't. That was something else. That was a private conversation I can't do on the radio. Otherwise, I'll have plenty of private conversations.
Wow.
For a joke there. But, so if you head on over to stewforlunch.com, you can participate in a way. If maybe you're at work, you kind of can't get on the phone, but somehow you can sneak on watching the video.
Type, 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 type.
Yeah, we should. I should figure out, like, the CBS Sports used to have, like, for when you would check your brackets or you watch the game.
Yeah.
They'd have the boss button. Well, it used
yes.
to be cool. It was, like, a legitimate, like, fake Excel document. Now it's all corporate sponsored.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's
pretty, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, that kind of ruins the whole point, doesn't it?
And when I come back, Lawrence, I have a... you got to help me with the beef. You have to
beef. I like beef.
You have to determine if I have a true gripe with this.
Okay.
It has to do with fantasy football. We'll be back with more after StewForLunch.com. In fact, you know what? 3 minutes we'll be back. Because you know what? Here's the guess who for our good friend BP Deacon Blues.
She's coming down. She was headed for, and when I found what she was headed for,
Stew for Lunch, the Guess Who, right
wow.
there on a
1230
WJOB. You're listening to the Stew for Lunch radio program on
Zing, Bing, Pow.
The city of Hammond, Indiana, broadcasting at 1,000 watts of power.
1,000?
I believe it's 1,000, yeah. It's a 406-foot tower.
Yeah, I was actually wondering, how much is the wattage? Can I hear this in Chicago?
You know what? We did some
I still haven't tried
up,
it.
Fixing up, and you can hear for a good drink. You know what you need to do today on your
on
way back?
On the way home, yeah.
See how far it goes up.
That's a good idea.
I actually heard it down near Morocco, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
About 15 miles outside of Kentland is where I lost it. 845-1100 real quick. You are on the air with Lawrence and Stu. How you doing?
Hey, Stu. How could the Cubs lose by that score to the Nationals?
Because the Cubbies are horrible.
Brutal.
I want to ask Lawrence a question.
Yes. Hi.
Lawrence?
Wait, who is this?
This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Are the White Sox done?
You know, it's they're on life support right now. They're now tied with the Twins for second. They're 4.5 back. Apparently, Peavy was hitting the elbow in his last rehab start, which means his ankle's fine. He's ready to go. But now he's sore, so he might not be back. Contreras obviously is done. They're on this tough road stretch. We knew it was going to be hard. I don't know. It's just too many mental lapses. I don't think they could do it.
You know what's driving me nuts is the middle, the Canerco, Jermaine Guy looks like he totally gave up.
Yeah,
looks like he doesn't even care. He doesn't want to be there. And Tomey, he's got to go. I mean, I love Tomey, but God, those guys.
Well,
go.
You know, that's the thing though. That's why Kenny went out and got Alex Rios, because it wasn't really necessary for this year, but they knew that Dye and Tomey are both going to be off the books next year, unless they re-sign him. But obviously, they don't have to. And, you know, so they could plug Rios in. Quentin will be healthy, hopefully. And, you know, I mean, I think they've got a good look for next year.
All right. Here's another one for you, Stu. The Mustang Hockey State Champions are being recognized at the Railcats game tonight and at Blackhawks night.
That's right. Is it true that there are some baseball bats being signed by Ben Eager for the first 1,500?
Well, I don't know about...
Baseball
I know Ben
bats.
Eager, Ben Eager
sticks?
And Dennis Savard are going to be there for sure. There's one more,
savvy.
But we don't know.
Wait, so Ben Eager might be the jersey number I get this year.
55, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ben Eager is just a psycho.
I love him.
He's
yeah.
old, he's a throwback the way hockey should be played.
Then you should come out to the game tonight to do.
Was it raining?
Well, it probably will be. All right, you guys have a great
never
day.
Mind.
Speaking
okay.
of turning old, is it rain? Well, you know, I'm so sweet. You know, the ladies tell me I'm the sweetest guy in the world,
yeah.
Or GGE, if you will, the greatest guy ever. I might melt. 845-1100. Thank you so much for holding. Good afternoon. You're on Stew for Lunch with Lawrence and Stu.
Lawrence, Stu, good afternoon. Question for Lawrence.
Yes.
Of the Jay Cutler vast experience core of wide receivers, who makes the team and who doesn't?
Oof, that's a good question. Well, we know Devin Hester does. We know Earl Bennett has to because he's his buddy from Vandy. But after that...
Oh, dentist?
I'm confused, too. I was hoping you can shed some insight, Lawrence.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's going to come down to the last couple weeks here, and then they'll see who's going to step up. I personally, I mean, you know, they're all going to be average. The key for Cutler this year is Forte and Olsen and Des Clark.
That's right. I do believe Olsen might even have a Pro Bowl year.
Yeah, he's ready, I think. And I
just don't see Cutler finding anyone else to throw the ball.
Well, I think that's why in the first game of the preseason you saw him struggle so much was because he was trying to force it to Devin every time, and that's because Olsen and Forte were both out of the game. And then last week, you know, he had more options, and they looked pretty good, wouldn't you say?
I would say, yes.
So, I mean, you know, I think, you know, they're getting there. The receivers, whoever it ends up being, you know they're not going to be, they're all going to be nondescript. None of them are going to be outstanding. You're not going to have a Pro Bowl guy out of that group. So whoever it is has just got to do the job and make catches when they need him to.
Brendan Rigaud, I think he might have more catches this season than Hester if he makes the team.
Yeah, I mean he's got a shot. One of them has to step up. That's the thing.
That's true. It should be a fun season nonetheless.
Thanks, that's right. Buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot. 845-1100. You're on Stu for Lunch. What's happening?
I would like to order a couple of smelts for a sandwich. Is this Mad Vic's Smelt Shop?
No, it's not. It's
Smelt Shop.
Stu for Lunch. What's happening?
Yes, I would like to see, would you be able to go out to the harbor and...
Why does Yahoo suck now?
What?
Wait a minute.
Ben Carson?
I'm sorry, what was that about the harbor?
Yeah, I want you to go out to the harbor and add a couple of smelts for me.
Smelt season, I remember I had a friend back in the day who just loved smelt season. And I always loved smelts, little tiny smelts, just little guys. Stu, you have nothing about this?
I like, you know, smelts are good because you can eat a lot of them.
Yeah, just fry them all up, like 300 of them. Just pound them
down.
You
catch them with you use a net, or you can grab them with your bare hands.
Well, now,
yeah, anyway, I heard you guys talking about a death panel.
Yes. Would you like to be involved in one?
Well, I got one in my house.
Oh.
it's a piece of floorboard, and every time I step on it, it smashes me in the face with a nail.
You know, here's the key reason, Rick. You need to find a hammer and a nail, and just hammer that down. You gotta put that down. Otherwise, you can't have a death panel there.
You gotta hammer in the morning.
I think it may be some rotting woods, though. It may be rotten.
Ronnie Woo.
Ronnie Woo Woo.
Yeah, it may be made from Ronnie Woo Woo's remaining teeth.
Yeah, they are wooden, aren't they?
Yeah. So, and another thing, I heard that there was a promotion at the pizza restaurant. Anyway, they said if you bring your Camaro to this pizza restaurant, you could get a free pizza pie. And so what I did is I hooked up my old Camaro that's rusting out on my lawn and my Segway.
Is it a T-top?
Yes, I hooked it up to my Segway, and I started towing it down to the local pizza place.
Terry Kennedy's in hell.
Yeah.
And then I was pulled over again and cited for danger.
Well, you know, you're going to get cited for danger if you're Segwaying a T-top Camaro down to a pizza parlor.
Were you listening to any Billy Squire while in said Camaro?
No, because the radio was stolen by a couple of hoodlums.
Were you singing it, though?
Oh!
What?
Now listen to me.
Yeah.
Agent Rick.
All the time. Good night.
Radio Gold. So, Regent Rick right there bringing it, like always.
You know, I don't think, you know, for the six people that are watching, do they realize it's Jersey Wednesday? Yeah, it's Jersey Wednesday.
That's right. We are, you know, Lawrence is wearing a nice Arsenal.
That's right. Arsenal, huge match coming up in, like an hour and 10 minutes. Arsenal v. Celtic Football Club. It is on Fox
TV?
Soccer Channel, my favorite home of soccer.
Do you get that
football
in your own place?
I get it at the abode, yes.
So you don't have to go to some...
It's on the tier that gives you NFL Network, MLB Network, all that good stuff.
I remember doing a show on Saturdays with a gentleman named Martin Fahey. It was the Music of Ireland show, and there was a place in, I think it's called Gaelic Park.
Uh-huh.
On the south side, and it is the name of the bar place. And he'd always talk about the different matches that they'd have, you know. And it'd always be, you know, they'll have the big,
sure,
match,
yeah,
playing.
Manchester United.
It is, sorry.
Liverpool.
Starting at 8 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wake up every weekend and watch Arsenal if I can.
I was like, you know, this is back in the day when I was a little bit more inclined to maybe throw a few back a little,
sure,
bit at any time.
It's tough. I got to be honest. I missed the first half last week.
But I was like, you know, I'm not really a soccer fan, but I kind of like the idea of going to hang out at some place at 8 a.m. and having,
yeah,
a reason to start throwing down some,
well, yeah,
place.
I actually, when I go to the pubs on Saturday mornings if I do. I have a hard time drinking. So I see these guys pounding Guinness and stuff, and it's
Bloody
like
Mary?
I don't like tomato juice. I've never been a Bloody fan.
Oh, really? Yeah. Sacramento, I believe, is the name of the company that makes a really great. One of my buddies went to Vegas with me. Gives me a call, 845-1100. What was the, I'm going to be a little politically incorrect right here.
Uh-oh.
What was the Asian man's name who was behind the bar at,
Wow, he just lost
with
everything.
The little person, Brian, who used to pour the,
Wow. You've got Asians, you've got midgets.
Archie Bunkerhouse.
Wow.
Turn around. Look at the. We're going to
Wild Out Wednesday.
We're going to be talking about broads. Actually, well, you know what? Since I'm already in the incorrect zone.
Sure, let's do it.
Went to Hooters yesterday.
Hey, now.
They were celebrating back to school days.
Where's my bell? It's nowhere to be found.
Oh, it's like hidden back. It's preacher's bell.
He's hiding it. He's hiding. He's sick of me using it on Wednesday.
And they were having, because you know what? Hooters outfit's not, you know, revealing enough.
Not at
or
all.
Anything.
No.
So they decided to have a schoolgirl outfit day. And I don't understand what the idea of schoolgirls became like. Those outfits were because it's strange, but
it happened in every boy's fantasy
exactly.
In, like, when they're 12.
Well, and you know, it used to be when you go to a Hooters type restaurant or Hooters, the girl, maybe the waitress would tell you about her kid or something. Now they've actually stepped up their game. They actually just come to the table with a baby in hand.
Yeah, I know.
She had a baby in her arm.
Yeah, they
selling me. Oh, has someone helped you yet? I'm just like, no.
It's just ruining the fantasy.
Yeah, like, wow. Well, obviously.
Well, now, was the baby in a schoolgirl outfit, too?
No, it wasn't. Well, I thought maybe it was like an inner city schoolgirl outfit, maybe. I don't know. That's with the baby.
Yeah, sure.
Or
yeah.
Even, what was the school out in New Hampshire? Because that wasn't an inner city. It was like a private school. But they all made the pregnancy pact.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that wasn't, and I just want to make sure I'm.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah,
I'm ripping
Mr. Politically
sides.
Incorrect jerk.
Exactly.
Gosh.
So, bing! End of that moment. Now, yeah. More of my complaining with my Yahoo Fantasy League.
Oh, no.
Actually, this other Stew.
There's another Stew. There can't be another Stew.
No, I want to take away his name. Actually, I think his first name might be Stew. And he's my friend's future wife's brother. So,
okay.
So basically, you know, they live with each other. They have a baby.
Sure,
but
sure, sure.
They're going to get married eventually one day. Anyway, Josh calls me up and says, hey, dude, did Stew call you about... Or
other Stew.
Did Holly's brother call you? I'll call him Holly's brother. Holly's brother call you about the fantasy pick, and I'm down in the Indianapolis State Fair. I'm about to walk in. I was like, no. He goes, well, we're drafting at 3 o'clock today. And I'm like, well, I don't think I'm going to make it.
Wow.
And I haven't even looked at one book or anything yet.
Yeah, well, no one's told you. So
exactly.
Obviously,
so there's no reason to start boning up. In fact, you know, there's other things happening before the season. Normally you think 2 weeks maybe before.
Yeah.
So I figured it would probably be this weekend coming up. So I said, well, Josh, I go, I don't know how you want to do this. And he goes, well, how about this? When it's your turn, I'll call you.
Oh, God.
A couple picks.
And that never works.
So, no, it actually worked out pretty good, except I'm at this Fiestas party down in,
yeah.
So every, like, you know, half 25 minutes, my phone rings. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
At the party that keeps
sure.
disappearing.
Yeah.
And, like, doing business. And it worked out. So I'm real quick to throw down my roster. Let you
Did
know
you get Bernie Kosar?
No, I didn't. I tried to pick Bernie Kosar. I picked up Peyton Manning. This is my quarter.
I've heard
eighth,
of him.
I had the eighth pick
yeah.
of the first
okay.
round. So Peyton Manning.
A little high, but okay.
I didn't, you know, without books or anything. I
sure.
kinda, Larry Fitzgerald, I got another
Good,
guy.
That's good to get him on the way back.
And let's see. I don't know the orders of the rest of the guys, so I'm just going to name the
Sure, let's do it.
Dwayne Bowe.
Okay, Kansas. Okay.
Brandon Jacobs, the running back
oh, that's
for the
good.
Giants.
That'll be good.
Pierre Thomas of the
Ooh, nice.
Saints. Greg Olson.
Hey, there you go.
Bernard Berrien is like one of my
Yeah, he might be, he's got the Favre-ism.
Felix Jones of Dallas.
Nice.
Come up late.
Unless he's punting, because he'll hit the scoreboard.
That's true. Chester Taylor of Minnesota was available.
Okay, back up,
I think
sure.
he might score a lot of touchdowns.
Also, you might be able to trade him to the
yes.
guy with AP.
Chris
sure.
Chambers of San Diego.
Is he still around?
You know what? He did look good for me a couple times last year.
Okay.
So I might, but this is
sure.
late. Zach Miller was my last pick. Josh,
I like him.
Because I was finally done. I'm like, dude, just pick my last pick. I don't care.
Yeah.
Matt Castle was my backup quarterback.
Good.
And, the Earl Bennett was my
receiver. Hey, the aforementioned Earl the Pearl Bennett.
The New York Jets defense.
Yeah.
I was just thinking because of the Ryan connection came from.
Sure, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Bring some intensity.
I think he actually brought a couple of guys in from Baltimore.
And they're
going
to run a lot more. I'm just thinking the score will be a little bit low. And then Nate Cady now, San Diego is
my. Yeah, always, yeah. Kickers don't matter, so that's fine.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can always pick up a better kicker down the road if you need to.
And this right here, Radio Gold, because what everyone wants to hear is about other people's fantasy football teams. It's like the worst thing ever. No,
well, we could talk about golf games, but I don't
care. I mean, I'm saying, oh, yeah, that's a good pick. I don't care about your team at all. No one cares about your team.
The only thing is I thought I was kind of proud of myself without looking up anything. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Destroyed, and you're right. Yeah. It's about it. But the point is, the fact that I got to pay $40 for this league, I was PO'd because he didn't tell me the common decency is where we're going.
Right.
We're tying it in now.
Other Stew is a jerk, is the point. That's the whole point of this.
You're a jerk.
Other Stew.
Other Stew. So if you see another Stew around,
just punch him.
Punch him in the face.
But just square in the face.
In your mind. Yeah. In your mind. Because we don't want to condone violence.
It was correct. Yes, we don't condone violence.
Unless this gets evil.
Yeah.
It would be, well, even then, you know what?
Violence against evil?
Do unto others as you would want done to you.
I don't know what the rule is on that.
Well, I don't know. Unless you like to be beat, then that's a whole different show.
Wow.
That was Seika's show on
Seika. Oh, yeah.
WLUP back in the day.
How about my mom got that reference?
Hopefully for the radio reason.
Steve Dell. Yeah.
Talk to you later, like in about a minute from now. Bye. WJOB now serves Stew for lunch, Monday through Friday, 12 to 1 on AM 1230, WJOB, and at HeyRegion.com. Stew for lunch, what's going on? Hey, Lawrence, what's happening this Sunday?
Well, let's see. Join us for an afternoon of swing with the greatest swing orchestra in America, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. That's right, celebrating their 65th anniversary with us Sunday, August 30th. At 2 p.m. at the Munster High School Auditorium in Munster, Indiana. All seats are reserved. Tickets are only $25. Be sure to call 219-938-9001. That's 219-938-9001 to get the best seats. Don't forget the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Sunday, August 30th at 2 p.m. Call for tickets 219-938-9001. This is an OMAR Presents production.
Omar. They do some good
stuff. Wow, I feel like I'm finally a part of the radio. I got to read my first copy.
How about that? And you did it right on, man. Spot on. Let's ask this
caller. Spot on.
Lawrence from Chicago did a good job. Yay or nay? What's going on?
Hey, it's Mike from Griffith. How are you?
Hey, Mike from Griffith.
Hi, Mike.
Did you enjoy that copy read?
I did. And I'm also checking out your webcam for the first time.
Hey, now.
Which one? You got Lawrence right now?
No, I got the Bernie Kosar guy.
Oh, right in the background.
Stu.
Look at that.
What's with the Bernie Kosar? And how about that dance, man?
The dance? Which one?
The dance you just did a minute ago, the little seat dance.
Yeah, well, hey, you got to keep it real on the internet.
Yeah, quite awesome, I thought. There you go.
Actually, what happened is I just jiggled a little bit, and it just kind of all was going like a big thing of Jell-O.
Now,
hey, what's your favorite Jell-O, Mike?
My favorite would be lime.
Lime Jell-O.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Now, Mike, do you remember in Tecmo Bowl when Bernie Kosar was actually QB Browns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Bernie, poor Bernie, and his curse with Denver Broncos all these years.
Yeah, that's GD Denver Broncos.
I mean, he had some pretty good games, got to the playoffs, and he's just never pulled it off. And then you got to look at Denver, and Denver never really got anywhere either. So,
well, until Elway got Shanahan and all that.
I'm looking forward to the matchup in the preseason with the Chicago Bears. Sunday evening.
Bastard Network.
That's after you go to see the Glenn Miller Orchestra, you get to go watch the Bears.
Well, see, my dad forced me to listen to FM 100 during dinner through my entire youth because there wasn't going to be none of that jungle music while we try to eat.
Jungle ball game.
And, I actually learned to like some of the classics. Yeah. And, I'm not so good with Mr. Deedlow's consistent playing of
the Carpenters.
Carpenters, Barry Manilow, Bee Gees, Neil Diamond. It's killing me.
We got to do, Mike? I got to hook up with you.
Oh.
We got to go through some stuff. I'm working on an idea for a show.
Nice.
And on a Monday night,
Monday Night Football?
I'd love to help. If I could intern you and bring, hand you an album or two, I'm there.
Well, what I'm saying, because it doesn't have to be a live show, We put it in the can, as they say.
Yeah.
And then every Monday night, after the football game, maybe a 11 to 1 a.m. type of show.
Yeah.
We crank it up,
I have no problem with that.
Or even for the late night, even so Jim doesn't want the bedtime people. Why not from midnight to 2 a.m.?
I was just hoping he would liven up the afternoon because that stuff's killing me. I'm at work. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I
want to
go to sleep after
that.
Lunch. You know, it's horrible.
You're listening to the music of Zamfir.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I always enjoy your program, and Lawrence, you're a nice added attraction.
Hey, thank you.
You guys are funny, and the webcam, you know, I'm working solo at work today, so I get to sit at the boss's desk and watch.
There you go.
Hey, give me to Ronnie James. There you go.
Rock and roll. Nice. Thanks, buddy. Oh, Mike from Griffin right there. You know, that makes perfect sense, and if his dad was making him listen to the FM 100... That's what, because Mike's always the guy who's like, "Hey, can you play some more Ronnie James Dio?" Or "Hey, how's this album?" It's always the hard rock stuff. That
I was at a bar that the last song of the night was some Slayer song. I was like, "Nice."
Rainy Blood.
I don't know what it was, but it was.
You know what? I like hard rock, but Slayer starts getting a little bit too.
Too hard?
Too hard.
Much rock?
I don't want to say too hard, because nothing's... Well, that's not true. There's some of those like
big metal,
death
big,
metal,
big metal,
big metal.
Yeah, anyways, for those of you not watching, you're like, what are these guys doing? There's all this dead air.
Basically, what Stu's doing is placing both of his fingers to get hands together like in a claw.
Big metal!
The WJOB radio station is AM 1230, WJOB AM 1230, and Hammond AM 1230, five times, I think I said it. Big football matchup Friday night here on WJOB. Hammond is hosting Highland.
Ooh.
And... bonus, we're going to have some extra coverage, and you know, sometimes the game, you never know what's happening. We're going to have coverage of that Lowell-Morton game out there at Maury Schlotnick Field over in Morton.
Now, do you do any play-by-play for any of these games?
You know what I do? I do some little setup, and I get to kind of chill out on a Friday night.
Nice.
Absorb the audio from Jim D'Lo himself, the owner. He gets to go out there.
Oh, good times.
And rocks and rolls. So it's going to be a good time. So having that, the Bears play this Sunday night against Denver. All the hoopla is going.
Hoopla.
Why do the Denver fans hate Cutler so much? It's not like he chose to leave.
Well, I think they hate Cutler so much because they really hate Kyle Orton, who's their new quarterback.
Kyle Orton's so bad.
Oh, they hate him. They are not giving him a chance at all. He's like the Milton Bradley of Denver.
Isn't it great that you don't have to support him anymore?
You know what? I love the neckbeard. I'm sorry.
He
was like you or me going out there. I mean, he was just like some dude that happened to be able to throw a football decently.
Well, he could play back in the day when they were running the shotgun out of Tiller's offense.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback U, that is Purdue.
Yeah.
Right a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
But he could throw the ball. They just never gave him an opportunity. I mean, yeah, there were some long passes that he was unable to do. But, you know,
he's a good, like, he knows the game. He can run an offense.
Yes.
And, I mean, if Denver fans would just give him a chance, maybe they would see that, you know, he can hand the ball off and he could, you know, throw the short passes and get them down the field.
But, you know, God bless you, Kyle. But, you know, if you ever want to, like, maybe in a year when you get free agency, you want to come back as a backup, maybe?
Sure.
Come on back. But, although Caleb Haney.
Oh.
Captain preseason.
Yeah.
Is he like, does he go down? Well, who was those other guys? Like, was P.T. Willis, there a bunch of hoopla for him to play?
Well, he started at some point.
Did he really?
Yeah, P.T.
Wasn't there that sport?
Peter Tom. Oh, what?
Did?
Awful Bears quarterbacks? Yeah, there's like 29 terrible quarterbacks out there.
I think there was one.
Shane Matthews.
I already did it, so I'm going to bring up some of these quarterbacks as we you know, talk about this, because there were just some really... Yeah, the Will Ferrer, the Vince Evans is way back.
Well, no, Vince was good, though. I met Vince at the Water Tower place.
Did you really?
It was good times.
I just remember him when he was playing for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of his later years when he was like, who was it? Like, Vince Evans was in the league for a long time. Who's the dude from Kansas City, played for Tampa Bay and Atlanta?
Dave Craig? No.
No, Steve DeBerg.
Ah, DeBerg, yeah.
I think he was on Tecmo Bowl.
Hell, yeah. Heck yes. Hey, now.
Steve DeBerg. That guy was in the league forever.
Yeah, Steve of the Bergs.
Wow. Is he still alive?
I believe so.
All right.
He's not with Don Hewitt.
That's right. Any celebrities that are still alive, you're always welcome to give us a call. 845-1100.
Honestly, the dead ones can call too, really.
You know, yeah. You know what we... You know what,
bring it on.
You know what we did? I accidentally spilled...
If Regent Rick gets through, I'm sure that we could...
Spilled a little water somehow, and it just crossed, contaminated with... what was the Witchboard?
Gremlins?
Did you ever see that movie? Okay. Witchboard?
No.
Or was it Witchboard?
Is that like a radio call-in horror movie?
No, it was no, that'd be like Radio 666 or something, wasn't it?
Sure, yeah.
Or was it the one? No, it was an episode of Tales from the Dark Side. It was like one of those stupid things, like where the guy was...
Tales from the Crypt?
It was a
with
Tales
the little
from
guy?
The
yeah, Tales from the Crypt!
No, it was a Tales from the Dark keeper. Side. Where, like, the they did the whole, like, switch the colors out. So
okay.
The, you know... You know, they'll tell you that white is actually black and
ooh,
white, and the moon is both the sun at night.
Yeah, nice.
Heaven and hell. It's heaven and hell. I can't find the Bears thing right now.
Bears. So
we'll move on
yeah,
from
that's,
that.
That's
point.
Like fantasy football talk anyways. No one really cares about bad Bears quarterbacks.
There it is. Can you name
everyone's just like Cutler,
if
Cutler,
you go
Cutler.
To Sporkle.com, you can
Sporkle.
Go to ChicagoBears.com.
845-1100.
You're on Stew for Lunch. Right on.
There it is.
All right.
That was fun. We got another. Come on, you got to get quicker on those. I heard
like,
a hang-up.
No, what I like to do, because those are the kind of calls that it's funny because they like to like think they're going to just do it.
Yeah.
It's fun to be in like the sporadic show anyway.
Yes.
Or, like any of that sporadic stuff.
Sporadic.
Does it like really affect us?
Yeah, what just happened there? Nothing. Nothing happened. We're moving
part
on.
Part of the thing. What else? What, there was something I wanted to talk to you about. Oh, the White Sox that Debbie had brought up. And... It was just amazing how quickly that game turned last night for them.
Yeah, his name's Scott Linebrick is why that game turned last night.
Why isn't he a Chicago Cub?
I don't know. I'm not sure why they keep trotting him out there. It's tough to watch at this point. He used to be so good, and now he's like 75 years old.
It is really good. Well, you know what's really cool, which is not disappointing at all?
What's
was
that?
The free pizza that was placed in here?
Yeah, how about
in the studio
that?
From the people at the original John's Restaurant Pizzeria, 2356 Schrag Avenue, Whiting, Indiana, at the corner of Indianapolis Boulevard.
Schrag?
Schrag.
Okay, is that Shrek's buddy?
S-C-H-R-A-G-E. Schrag.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Schrage. Shrek gets angry, he gets Schraggy.
Yeah, Schrage.
He brings it.
Is it Schrage?
Schrage. I don't know, Schrag. In Whiting, it's on at the corner of Indianapolis.
The point is thank you for the pizza.
Exactly. And if you want to order a pizza, give them a call, 219-659-1046, 659-1046. We've got to thank the preacher for talking about him last night.
Yeah.
And him and Big George, the auto guys, started talking about pizza, and they ended up not taking one phone call about auto, and they're just talking about pizza all night.
Yeah.
But you know what was cool? When you talk, you have to go pick up a pizza sometime. You got to drive a car.
There you go.
Right? And Preacher's got a special guest today. Gloria Lynn will be on the one-man show. And remember, Preacher.
Gloria Lynn, was she a 70s disco queen?
Maybe. She was a huge star. that thing was Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry.
But Gloria Lynn, maybe she discoed. She'll be on today at 4. So they're going to get to enjoy some pizza as well later
nice.
On. So thanks to John's Pizza.
And you know what I liked about it?
Whiting.
I liked that they didn't give us, you know, the mamby-pamby cheese. You know, they went, you know what? Let's get sausage pizzas in here.
Yeah,
I like that.
And it's a really
not, no one caring about vegetarianism or anything.
Nope.
Get the sausage in here. Let's go.
Not here. It's all good. And you know what?
Sausage.
Saves us money.
That's right. Boom.
Outstanding. Bam. Outstanding. The pizza, thanks a lot. And the preacher coming up at 4 o'clock, so there you go with that. Lawrence, what's happening this week that people should know about?
I think what we need to talk about is the real problem with the Bears. Anthony Adams, the defensive tackle, he's being sued by a cleaning company.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Apparently, he had some flood damage out in Gurnee. You know, he moved into Tank Johnson's house, I believe.
Like diaper and bulge grease everywhere?
Yeah, no, I guess everyone lives in Gurnee. Wow, it's already that time.
Wow.
But yeah, so basically he's getting sued by a cleaning company for unpaid cleanup duty.
Is it the Sunshine Cleaning Company?
Yes, there were a lot of dead bodies.
There was. Are you excited about a movie called Zombieland?
Not yet.
Bill Murray's in it.
Yeah, that's great and all.
His son just got signed as a coach in Arizona.
I saw that. That's odd.
Pretty
that's
cool.
A lot.
Dusty Dvorak, like I said.
Hey, Dusty. Hey.
Hit the Dusty Trails, my friend.
That's right.
Your career's over. Four years in a row.
Yeah.
Injuries.
I'm excited about my boys Arsenal today. That's what I'm excited about. Got to beat Celtic today.
If someone's going to Chicago, where's the place that you know that game will probably be on?
Ginger's Ale House up on Ashland, up by like 3800 Ashland. Or... the Globe Pub, which is up on Irving Park.
Irving Park, nice.
Small Bar in Wicker Park.
What street is Handlebar on?
Handlebar, that's on North Ave. That's the place I heard Slayer, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great collard greens and the smoked Gouda mac
smoked
cheese.
Gouda. It's all about smoked
outstanding.
Gouda.
Outstanding. Catfish, leave it. Stupid Lunch, thanks a lot, Lawrence. We'll be back
right
tomorrow
on.
At noon. Peace, we is out.